All right, so this is a public hearing for Dutchtown Town Council for the purpose of a budget, opening the budget up and amending that. So if you join me in pledge allegiance. Just follow me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. Okay, so the purpose of this public hearing is for the amendment of the town count or the town's budget for the 2025-2026. And the purpose, what we were doing was to wanting to transfer $30,000 to the road fund, and we want to transfer $47,885 to the general funds. And that's for the matching amount for the grant to do the
fire station
and the civic or the clinic.
For both the roads and the general?
No, the roads is for that. We just want to transfer so we have funds to procure a utility vehicle. And then the $47,885 is for the matching grant that we have to have in there, so we have to spend that first.
So you found a utility one?
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We haven't found one yet.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't get the memo.
We tabled it from the last time. So anyway, open up public comments. If you have public comments on what we're doing with the budget, you can make public comments.
Can you fix the road in front of my house, you think, this time? With that money? My car keeps sinking in the asphalt.
You know, we can look at it, and I'll see what it is. If I'd known, I would have. When I drove by there today, I would have looked. Is your property...
Some of the road in front of my house is my road, or is my property.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, yeah.
It's roughly about 10 feet out into the road in front of my house. But I'm not talking about the 10 feet in front of my house. I'm talking about the road out in front of my house. They patched whoever it was last time, whatever contractor it was, patched a square probably about maybe 15 feet wide and 20 feet long. And that was all they did.
Yeah, so I know this. Okay, so this is we're taking public comments on this transferring the money in the budget, but just unless anybody objects to it, we have that grant to resurface the North and South Boulevard.
Okay,
and we're hoping to start all that and the engineering on it and everything in the fall. We have to have one more phone call with UDOT in the fall.
Okay.
And then that's
that'll be fine. It's been that way for the last 15 years I've lived there, so it's not, but yeah, if they could reach, that'd be great if we could get that resurfaced both.
Well, it is. It's to redo the whole road from we're going to start narrowing it from over here all the way around.
Yeah,
that'd be and then, but all this side.
Yeah. And on our website.
But that will be a part of that project.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
It's also on our website.
But Sandy, also just to clarify, because I was saying that we're showing that we want to transfer $47,885. The matching fund for that grant is $54,762. So you have to ask the treasurer why there's a difference in it.
Because there was already some money that we were planning on transferring to the capital projects fund. So okay. We just made up the difference.
Okay.
Should we listened at the last meeting. I'm just kidding.
For the record, it's always good to be.
Yeah, I wasn't sure exactly. I seen that and I thought, well, that doesn't seem right.
Okay.
And then I looked down further and I seen what actually the grant, our matching fund of the grant is.
Did it come?
So anyway, this is, we'll take public comments until 7 o'clock. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Glad to have you here.
Get back in.
Okay.
Glad to be here.
In the dark, huh?
Yeah.
Did you guys see this?
I'm a little scared I wouldn't be able to find it, so I gave myself plenty of time.
I thought I got my camera because I had my door.
There's only so many buildings.
Plastic dump.
So we haven't, we kind of gonna
there'll be multiple contractors on that, probably on the fire station.
Yeah,
Harriet's gonna start on it once we transfer this money into it, where we can actually start acquiring equipment pieces. Then we'll start on that like after tonight. We can be able to do it. She's gonna, we have to have access to the top of the roof, which we have no access to it other than a big long ladder.
Yeah.
So one of the first things Harry's doing is looking at an access ladder to put up there so we can see what the roof's like, what the issue is up there for leakings. And then from there, what did we talk about? We're going to do the heaters second. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do the doors and all the other things in there. We're just going to start working down the list. And so a lot of what we're trying to do is just trying to take it just pieces at a time instead of having one contract. If we had a contractor come in to try to do it all, we would have to probably take the fire engine out of the building and have it outside. And since the engine has that water tank on it, we don't want it to freeze.
Yeah.
We might run into an issue where they can't put it back in. So we're just trying to just do pieces of it as we go along.
Right. Understood.
Okay. I did text the procurement office to see if I could get a master list of their categories, and this lady's texted me back a couple of times with a couple of suggestions as to where to start. I told her we were interested in getting, you know, a lot of bids, and if we can use the state's website, then we know. I mean, we're looking for quality, and you don't have a lot of quality to choose from in Destron for some of these things, you know. So, anyway. I got another email from her today, and I just sent back and said, because I don't know if there's a master list out there that would say, like, HVAC or remodeling, like, for the bathrooms or whatever. We just need to get a list, and then we'll make out, like we did with the ATV, and then call and contact some of the people who have a contract and see if they're at all interested in bidding, and then just start sending them the information. But okay, like you say, first we have to figure out what's going on with the roof, so whatever we do doesn't get ruined.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we probably won't do that roof until the spring anyway. Yeah. So it's
Yeah.
So. But we still have somebody lined up for it.
I think we'll learn a lot.
Well, once we look at it and we see it, because we do know what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
We just don't know what it does look like.
Does that entail taking off that big heater thing, eliminating that?
What's that?
Does that entail taking that big heater mechanism that doesn't work?
No, that's that brand new one up there.
Oh, they fixed that?
Yeah, that's a new one. We remember last year we got the new air conditioner heaters. Okay. So that's a new one up there.
Good.
What's your?
That's what you're. That when. So that's what they did when they did this one.
Yeah,
too.
They did both of them.
What's your time frame on trying to get back on that roof? This winter, or this fall, or next?
Well, it'll probably be summer. This winter, so we can look.
Huh.
See, we got to get this ladder we're going to put on an access ladder. No, that'll be mounted on the back of the building.
Oh.
That allows just to be able to get up there at any time and look and sit without having to go get a ladder and put up there and climb it.
I was going to say, if you have a contractor that's wanting to get up here urgently, you could make arrangements to get on that roof.
Well, I think we're just wanting easily. To look at it first so we understand what it is. See, I know county worked on it several times, mm-hmm. and JD said that, you know, it still leaks. So we need to look at it and take some pictures of it. And we know what the contract, when they originally built it, we know what that looks like. Mm-hmm. So we need to look and see if it's still that way or if it's been modified. And just because I don't want to have somebody come out here guessing what needs to be done. If we know, if we can see it, know what it is, then it'll make it probably a little bit easier, more effective.
You know, the school had trouble with that same roof. It's, you know, how it holds. And one part of it, it just kind of all settled right in the library. We'd have a flood every year. Right. So they finally had to take that and put a whole new mechanism on it. Membrane or something.
Is that?
He's still got leaks.
Do you know what's on that roof?
I was up there.
Is it a membrane roof or is it?
It used to be gravel, but I don't know what it is now. No. I think it's membrane. Because I know the county worked on it, did something.
Yeah, they come up and did quite a bit of work on different buildings, put membrane roofs on a bunch of things. Like across the street, they saw all that membrane roof in there.
Well, JD was
they're easy to fix.
Yeah, JD was telling me that it pools water up on top, quite a bit of water. And the way that thing's designed, it shouldn't do that.
No, it shouldn't.
Because that's if you look at the design of it, and the way that it was supposed to be put on, it shouldn't do that. It could either flow out naturally or go down through the storm drains. So something's changed.
Right, yeah.
And so we really need an easy way to get up there, so we gotta have an access
ladder.
You were probably here when the building went up, were you? No.
No,
I wasn't. No, I wasn't here yet. No.
This
I've
was
been here a long time.
He's been here for a while. Not that long.
Yeah, no.
I was, but I think I was like.
You could have been here. Impossible.
Weren't you here, Harriet?
I think so,
You were.
I was here.
Was built.
Yeah. Well, I think Ken Wynn was the first guy.
All right, Hank. I'll come by and look at that.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
We'll make sure that. If there's something we can do this time of year, or this, I mean, not this year, but as soon as we can, we'll try something.
Well, if you're going to pave the road, yeah.
Yeah. It's supposed
I can sneak the contractor in and get him to do it in front of my house, too.
With the warm weather, we've got that cold patch, but I don't know if it holds.
I don't know
if it
won't hold right
now.
Yeah. We've got a pile of cold patch out here.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of this construction's coming up around here next year. Somebody might have a little bit extra left over.
Yeah, I called that. I called that company that you guys that did the patching and stuff around here.
Uh-huh.
They wanted an ungodly amount, like $20,000,
just to do that little spot.
Do a strip 10 feet wide.
Yeah, nobody wants to do little stuff up here.
No,
you know, like getting a plumber. Just to do something. No, it's not going to make me enough money.
Yeah. 5,000 or better is all they'll talk to. Yeah. 5 to 10.
Well, with
I know a plumber.
You know a plumber?
I do.
Okay.
Call me.
I will.
He's not doing anything anyway. I'm going to retire.
That's a plumber.
Okay.
I'm on a roll against Basin Appliance.
Uh-oh.
I bought all my appliances from them for 40 years, and because they service what they do, well, they've decided they're not coming up here anymore. So I have a part out on my dishwasher, and they won't come fix it. And they decided they're not going any, they won't go to Roosevelt, they won't go to Tabiona, they're just not going to do that.
Liability's probably killing them.
No, I
Butch,
talked to the manager.
Go ahead and close the public hearing.
You know,
you can
or recess. Why don't we recess the public hearing until 7?
Okay.
Okay.
Make motion recess.
Or close it, and then we'll have our regular meeting at 7.
Yeah.
Let's go into a
recess now. Everybody approves going to a recess until 7.
Yeah.
No objections? Okay. We're in recess. So we're back from recess on the public hearing on the proposed budget amendment, which is transfer of the money in. Is there any last comments before we close this public hearing? Everybody understands what it's for? Okay, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing for the budget amendment.